Miners have hearty appetites. They work hard during the cold Michigan mornings. So when the whistle blows for lunch, it's time for a pasty. That's a turnover filled with meat, potatoes, onions, and spices. It was brought here by immigrant miners from Cornwall, England.
Are you Peter?
I am.
I'm Leanne Hansen from NPR.
Hi, Leanne.
Peter
it's
Laurie.
A pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. What time did you come to work today?
We were here about 5:30 or so.
We visited Laurie's pasty shop in Marquette.
Yes.
Peter Laurie runs the three-generation family business that's been in this area since 1946.
Hi.
His ancestors worked the mines around the turn of the century.
Hi there.
You're Mike?
I'm Mike,
and
yep.
You own the original shop?
The original, yep.
Mike is Peter's younger brother. He's usually at his own shop farther down U.S. 41. His grandmother opened it near the mines of Ishpeming.
We'll have a taste test now. You can tell us who wins.
You always compete like this, you two?
Pretty much. We're only 13 months apart, so we grew up wrestling and throwing each other over furniture. My brother and my sister and I started making pasties in about third grade in the summer times with our grandma. We'd have to go in the cooler and dip the potatoes out of a big bucket because it was cold and nobody wanted to do it, so we'd go get the potatoes, and that's how we learned how. And then when we made our first couple pasties, we'd go spend the night at Grandma's house and eat our pasties and show our grandpa, you know, how we did.
Meat, onions, potatoes, and rutabaga are mixed in a tub. Peter shakes in spices. The mixture is scooped into the dough. This is called gobbing. Mike folds the crust over the stuffing, then shows off his special technique to seal it up.
I like to, when I'm teaching people, say it's kind of like a wave where you roll the top over the bottom. It's like a wave rolling in on shore.
So, and now it looks like a turnover with a bit of a wavy braid on top.
Outside, yeah. Yep. That's the part that people like to break off and dip in ketchup.
Smell that.
Isn't that wonderful?
Beef
There's
and
no other
pie
smell.
Crust.
Although I'll tell you, it's wonderful in the morning when you're hungry, when you go home in the afternoon and your wife says, oh, you smell like a pasty again? Then it's a little different.
Funny, sometimes when we go to the bank with our deposits in the morning, the ladies in there will tell us that our money smells like pasties and it makes them hungry.
We're having some pasties after the show, and you can find a recipe from Peter and Mike Laurie on our website, npr.org. This is NPR News.